This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with a TV personality whose son just appeared in his first national TV commercial. You might have seen it. The little boy who saves the money to buy his younger brother a bicycle. Find out all about that coming up. But first, Google chairman Eric Schmidt says the internet will disappear. Schmidt says there will be so many IP addresses, so many devices, sensors, things that you are wearing, gadgets that you are interacting with that you won't even sense the internet. He said the future will be very personalized and interactive, and the internet will disappear in the sense that you won't even know it's there. President Obama laughs when Glozell Green asks him why he's dealing with Castro when he puts the dick in dictatorship. Glozell Green is one of those three YouTube stars who were granted interviews with the president at the White House, where few real journalists are offered sit-downs. Let's chat with a real TV journalist and her son who just started in his first national TV commercial. What's it like being an anchorwoman on television? Well, many have seen Darlene Rodriguez on the Today Show and today in New York.
So my typical day starts at about 2 in the morning. That's when I wake up. I have several alarm clocks that are situated in different parts of my bedroom. And I get to work before 4. Our show starts at 4:30. Goes on till 7. Then we do what's called cut-in, sort of short news briefs during the Today Show. And your on-air duties are over somewhere around 10:30. And then there are other things. There may be events, speaking engagements, and that sort of thing. And I try to get home before noon. So what the schedule does allow is for me to be home when my children get home from school, which is the biggest gift.
Well, I know what a proud mom you are, and your son was in a nationally televised TV commercial last month. How is that?
Well, it's incredible. I think he did a fantastic job, if I may be a proud mom and say so. He's right here, actually. To watch him, this is David. Say hello to Mike.
Hi, how are you?
To watch him be so poised and so kind to all of the crew and just carry himself like a gentleman, it was really what made me most proud.
Well, you know, every time I see your mom, she talks about you and your budding modeling career. Then all of a sudden, you're in a TV commercial for Walmart, and I was telling some people here about it, and they all said, oh, yeah, we remember that commercial where the kid saves the money, and you're thinking he's buying the bike for himself, and then you give it to your little brother. That was one of the best commercials of 2014.
Yeah, I had a really, really good time working on it, and everyone there was so nice to me, and I think the message was so great. It was such a great message for every kid out there, you know, who wants to, for the kids who don't have enough money or the parents who don't have enough money to buy their own kids, you know, the stuff that they want. Maybe the kids who are old enough to now maybe work for that money. And it's just great. It was just a great message overall, you know.
So what's coming up this year for you? You're doing a movie now or something or touring the world?
I wish. Yeah. Trust me, I wish.
And then Tom Cruise, 2016.
Yeah. Well, I know how proud you are of all your kids.
Thank you. I
know you carry a phone that has 100,000 photographs and you have messages that you show me. And I just think it's so great to see your kids grow up right before our eyes and on TV.
Thank you, Mike. Well, you and I have shared so many stories, right, over the last 7, 10 years or so. And children grow up and grandchildren are born and families get bigger. And it's such a blessing. And I'm so glad that we're friends because you've been able to sort of give me updates on your family as well.
Well, I'm a grandfather 3 times over now, so I'm a little bit ahead of the curve. So I'll give you some tips on that when the time comes. But just one final thing. I know you started in radio, so you appreciate that medium. But what's the transition like for people out there their kids are going off to college to study communications? Is it a tough business to get into?
It is a tough business. It's a different business from when I first started. Social media, everything's online these days. Everybody's doing all of their own stuff. They're shooting, they're editing, they're writing, producing. You're really a one-man band in every sense, and that's a different thing. But there are so many more opportunities. You can really make your own way. You can carve out your own role, whereas when I was coming up, when you were coming up, there were really just some set roles that you could have in the news business. Now you can really make one up. So you have to really have a lot of resilience and you have to be smart and innovative. But if you work hard, you can make it work. I mean, there are YouTube stars that have millions and millions of views and are making a lot of money. So the world is different. The landscape is different. But I think it's better.
All right, Darlene Rodriguez and David, thank you so much. We look forward to your next project, David.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Darlene, so nice to see you. Happy New Year, and we'll see you at the next event.
Happy New Year. Can't wait.
With Darlene Rodriguez and her son, David, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
Run! Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, it's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind the shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties, here's the social science of it.
Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Have you got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.